In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The theme is the Garden of Eden. The characters are God, the serpent, Adam and Eve. The devil is mocking in triumph. He has just deceived Eve, and through her, Adam. Oh, he's proud of himself. You can almost feel the demonic pride in destruction, for he has successfully marred God's handiwork of creation and dragged human beings for whom God has a special love into death and misery. God has appeared on the scene to clean up the mess, declaring the tragic curse that has arisen from sin, but also to proclaim the proto-evangelium, the first hint at the gospel and the devil's doom. God starts by addressing Satan, telling him he's going to eat dirt for the rest of his days. Then he reveals something that makes Satan cringe in horror. His ultimate defeat will come at the hands of a woman. And I will establish a feud between thee and the woman, between thy offsprings and hers. She is to crush thy head while thou dost lie in ambush at her heels. So, why does being defeated by Mary pain the devil so much? Why does God want to use Mary to defeat Satan? He has put down the mighty from their seats. The devil hates, he loathes the fact that his ultimate defeat will come at the hands of a lowly handmaiden. In a way, his proud heart could handle being defeated by God himself because he is almighty and omnipotent. But being crushed by a little lady from Nazareth, the thought is absolutely humiliating. He drives him crazy, for there is no one thing the most proud creature in all of creation hates, it's being humiliated. Satan finds his defeat by the Virgin Mary humiliating because she's a woman, and women are the weaker sex, said Saint Peter. And he despises weakness. The devil loves nothing more than to see women abused, degraded, and objectified. Lucifer was originally God's finest achievement. He was more beautiful, more powerful than all the other creatures that God has made. And as we all know, it went to his head. He was so gorgeous, so mighty, that he really thought he could be better than God. The defining marks of Satan are pride, of course, and anger of the Almighty. Anger is one of the seven capital sins. These sins are called capital because many other evils flow from them. The sin of anger can lead to cursing, blasphemy, physical injury, murder, violations of charity and justice. In gospel, Jesus many times warns us against willful and sinful anger. We know from experience that feelings of anger can rise up in us quickly when we are offended in some way or another. A virtuous man controls his feelings. If we give in to feelings of anger, we may injure others by word or deed and damage good relations with others. People who give in to anger and utter harsh words or strike another can lose a lifelong friend or alienate a close relative. Anger is an outburst of emotion that is connected with a desire of revenge, said St. Thomas Aquinas. Often, it leads to loud shouting, a flushed face, harsh words, and the waving of one's arms. We read about it in the newspaper daily. We see it portrayed in films and novels, as well as in professional sports. Anger is a passion able to cloud our reason. We should never take a serious decision when we are angry. If something must be said or done, it's best to wait until we are calm and not under the influence of anger. Because anger is a passion capable of blinding the mind and leading us to many errors of judgment. Anger makes us child of the devil. Dear friends, one of the surest ways of combating the devil, of bringing peace in our hearts, is by developing a close relationship with the Blessed Virgin Mary. The devil hates her and runs away from those who are closer to her. According to Italian exorcist Father Babolin, while he was insistently invoking the Most Holy Virgin Mary, the devil answered him, "I can't stand that one, Mary, anymore. And neither can I stand you anymore." Furthermore, he discovered that the strongest reactions of the devil during the exorcism occur when references are made to her apparitions. Therefore, Father Babylon frequently invokes the Virgin Mary under her titles of Our Lady of Lourdes, Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of Guadalupe. Famed exorcist Father Gabriele Amorth confirmed this reality in his dialogues with the devil, where the devil said to him, "I am more afraid when you say the Madonna's name because I am more humiliated by being beaten by a simple creature than by him." Pope Benedict related similar words in a homily at St. Mary Maggiore, where the Madonna is at home, the devil does not enter. Where there is the mother, disturbance does not prevail. Fear does not win. Why is the devil so afraid of the Virgin Mary, a simple girl from Nazareth? During the rites of exorcism, the priest will pray, "The glorious Mother of God, the Virgin Mary commands you, she who by her humility and from the first moment of her Immaculate Conception crushed your proud head." Her humility, dear friends, was so radical that it crushes the proud head of Satan, and he is the surest defense against him and his attacks. As the devil told Father Amorth, "She makes me angry because she is the humblest of all creatures, and because I am the proudest. Because she is the purest of all creatures, and I am not. Because of all creatures, she is the most obedient to God, and I am a rebel." Thus, if someone wants to find true peace, if someone wants to defeat the work of evil in their own lives and the world, one of the strongest responses is to fly to the Virgin Mary. Saint Padre Pio agreed with this when he said, "Some people are so foolish that they think they can go through life without the peace, without the help of the Blessed Mother. Love the Madonna and pray the Rosary, for her Rosary is a weapon against the evils of the world today. All graces given by God pass through the Blessed Mother. Mary, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen."